Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Mark, earlier you talked about Carrie Underwood and how she's going to be doing America the Beautiful at the Trump inauguration. Well, a couple other bands have come out that will be participating. It looks like the Village People have
no
announced.
No pun intended.
Yeah, they have announced that their participation in the inaugural event. They're going to emphasize the music that transcends politics and promote unity, despite their feelings maybe on Trump. Their iconic song, YMCA, will be featured in part of the celebration. You can also find Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, and Rascal Flatts are all set to join the festival.
Nice.
So Jason the Village makes
people,
sense.
The Village People are going to. Now, I was asking Carl because I saw the
picture
of them on Facebook. Somebody had posted that. I mean, obviously, like many of these bands from the 70s that are touring today, I don't even know if there's a single original member in that band. I'm just looking at them. Maybe the one guy on the back left might be original. I don't know. Do we know?
Wasn't the cop? I think he's still
Victor
original.
Victor Willis, who is the original cop.
Okay.
He is
still in the band.
In the band.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Somebody's making money off of, I mean, because this song has had a resurgence in popularity directly because of Trump's dance, the Trump dance. That's great. What an impact he's making on America.
It looks like Kohl's and Macy's are closing down 100 stores across the U.S., with Macy's shutting 66 locations as part of its Bold New Chapter initiative, and Kohl's closing 27 underperforming stores by April. I'm bringing this up because it looks like the
South County
Macy's is getting affected by this, and it might be the death knell for South County Mall. But
I mean, all
we'll
malls,
see.
Really. The outlet mall in the Chesterfield Valley has done really well. Well, one of them did. The other one shut down.
Right.
It never made sense to have two with identical stores like a mile or two away.
Right.
That was very odd to me.
One was on one side of the highway and one was on the other side
The other one that's still there, though, is thriving. But, I mean, look at the Chesterfield Mall, the mall I grew up going to, and that's in the process of being demolished.
Oh,
it's just hard. People are shopping online. People are turning to things like Amazon because you can get it delivered in 2 days and sometimes the same day.
And but the outlet malls are thriving.
Well, that's what I mean. But the actual like West County Mall. I feel like West County does well, but that might be it. I don't think that we've gone past the time of you're going to have a mall in West County and a mall in South County and a mall here, like one big mall.
Where will the old people walk?
You know what? I don't know.
Where are they going
to
exercise?
Let me get back to you on that. I know. They do like to mall walk, the ladies.
What did Chesterfield and South County have in common? They both were anchored by a V-stock. And now V-stock will be the biggest store, I guess Penny's, at South County. But that V-stock is huge also there.
We did do that.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. It's a place that sells used CDs and games.
Oh.
And gaming machines. Like, they take
a PS1.
Like, pre-owned gaming machines and sell them, right?
Yes.
And stuff like that. Because I only wandered through the one at the Chesterfield Mall once or twice
that
because of my
huge
son. Yeah.
Walmart has recalled over 12,000 cartons of its Great Value chicken broth in 9 states due to packaging failure that could compromise it and lead to spoilage. The affected 48-ounce cartons, they were sold in Missouri. They have a best use date by March 25th, 2026. Last 4 numbers of the UPC, 6684. They say no illnesses have been reported, but Walmart is removing the products. They're saying you can bring them back for refunds if you have it. So check your stuff. I believe it's up on our website. You can check it out.
Okay, good.
Starbucks will require customers to make purchases if you want to use their cafes and bathrooms now under a new code of conduct. It's effective January 27th. So if you've been going in there and leeching off the Wi-Fi, your days are done.
But it's not just that. It's got, this is, again, I think, a Trump effect.
Yeah. I agree with
this. It's been a hot spot for the homeless.
Yes.
When I was in New York City, you couldn't get to the counter to get a cup of coffee, which my daughter insisted on having, for all of the homeless people who go in there to hang out to get out of the cold weather and all that stuff. And now they're going to put an end to all that. That's a good thing.
Students would just go there to work because it's a cozy environment and you like people watching. If you're going to pay $8 for a latte, you should have a nice chair to sit in. I shouldn't have to search around. So I agree. You should have to buy something if you're going to sit in there or use the bathroom.
I'm with you. That policy makes no sense to me. I mean, if you go into a cigar lounge, you shouldn't be able to bring your own cigars in and smoke them in there. You should have to buy them there. It's the same thing. I don't know why Starbucks would let you get away with that.
I'm sure they're like, oh, you're being bougie. No, you're not. You're a business trying to make a profit and provide for your customers who are actually paying.
Yes. Too much. Paying too much. True. Let's add that, please.
So, Kim, you were asking about these listeria outbreaks and what's causing them. Well, the USDA has your answer. Inadequate sanitation practices at the Boar's Head facility in Jarrett, Virginia, were linked to the 2024 listeria outbreak that killed 10 people. The USDA detailed 69 instances of noncompliance leading up to the outbreak. Violations include live and dead insects, mildew, black and green mold, condensation dripping on exposed products, and meat and fat residue on equipment from previous production cycles. Mm. So there you go.
Our food.
Could you say that word again?
Doomed.
Meat and fat residue. Doesn't that sound?
Let's not, Mark.
Boar's Head used to be the high quality.
I know, right? It makes you wonder about.
I noticed Schnucks dropped them.
Yeah, they
Schnucks
did.
Doesn't carry Boar's Head anymore
because of the listeria outbreak.
Would you buy it?
No, probably
Boar's Head is good. They had the better quality deli meat. Paid for it, but it was better.
Find out how the sausage is made.
Oh, a hot roast beef sandwich right now? I don't even normally want that, but that sounds so good right now. Did someone make us a hot roast
sandwich?
No, I'm thinking about my roast beef sandwich now.
Covered in mold.
She's focused on the food.
Mold, there's dripping. I want food.
Sue, don't talk about the mold dripping. You had to go there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Get more at 971talk.com.